Welcome to the Caldivian, you cocksucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Salt comic on Comic View to CNN and Political, and he consistently puts out good shit. There's like three or four premises in this thing that were just like old tired ass premises that I wish they just put out a mandate, like everybody retire, like if we get rid of the Mexicans, who's gonna build the wall? I think Carlin said it, and then Carlos Mencia and every late night TV show. He had some new jokes on it, but I was like, yeah, man, that shit's super old, super street, super punk. Fuck that shit. But he goes hard. He was talking about his kid and fucking having side bitches and shit. D.L. Hughley, always good. He's looking thin. Needs a meal. He's not eating. I don't know if it's old man skinny or if he's going through goddamn chemo, but he did look good. Fucking Norm MacDonald and Cat Williams are in the news. Norm MacDonald is in trouble for saying something. Not for doing something, for saying something. He said something like, Roseanne and Louis are my friends, and it's terrible what happened to the victims, but also these guys are also victims of this fucking mob mentality, and they're going through stuff, and we should have empathy. The big metaphor he kept bringing up was he's like, if somebody goes to jail for murder, after they get out, they're rehabilitated, and fucking you can't refuse them a job. But with people that are tried by social media, and there's no court of law, no punishment, it's like, when does the punishment end? One of the jokes I meant to make tonight was, I was gonna talk about Louis and just be like, you know, he's back, he's doing comedy again, and I think if he really wants to make things right, he needs to just show us that dick. Whip that freckled, awful Mexican penis out, and we'll all have a good laugh at him, and then we're even. We're square. Whatever these chicks went through, they can get over it. As far as I understand it, he just has a weird fetish. You know, a lot of people have fetishes and shit that's not for me. I'm pretty vanilla with my sex. But he likes some weird shit. He asked people if they were down. They said yeah. And then they were like, I didn't feel like I could say no, or I thought it was going to be funny, but dramatic shit happens all the time. If you're someone who's fucking, you've had some bad fucks, some bad nights, where you just fucked someone you knew you shouldn't be fucking, and the next day you felt awful. I fucked one chick one time, was messing around, in the middle of the night she got up, she went over this little glass box, sitting on a goddamn counter, opens it up, there's a blankie in there. It's all tore up and it's half red, covered in blood stains. And she's like, I just had a miscarriage a few weeks ago and it just makes me feel better to sleep with it. And that was terrifying. It was traumatizing. But I just gotta take that lump and get past it. It's been a couple nights where I just hung out at the bar to the end of the night. I found whoever was there. And the next morning, and once you get that nut off, you're like, ugh, what did I do? Why did I do this? And you just gotta live with it and let that shit go. The real message they need to be teaching people is like, you need to have self-value and self-respect and boundaries that aren't affected by shit that happened in your past or shit that people says to you. You can't create a safe enough space for everybody to be okay. But you can teach people who go through some shit, which is everybody, to not be broken by that, to pick themselves up. One joke I meant to get off tonight, when I was talking about some rapey stuff, or I was talking about relationships and people that get stuck in shitty relationships and how they need to just leave. Just get the fuck out of there. Quit ruining your life. And people want to say, like, relationships are hard, but we need to change that. It's not relationships are hard. It's suffering is easy. You can stay in a bad relationship for a long time because, you know, it's that old proverb, better to have the demons you know than some scary new change. But just get the fuck out. Get out before you're too ugly to get somebody else. And it's gonna be scary, it's gonna be rough, but you gotta get comfortable being alone, and you'll sleep better, and you might meet that perfect someone, or you might not. But either way, that's better than just constant suffering for years and years because you're scared to be alone, scared to start over. I know it's hard when finances get tangled and you get caught up in a dumb job, but if people come to this country and not speak a goddamn word of English and set up some pretty decent lives, you need to get past this privileged idea that your life has to be A, B, and C, and if it's not, then you're not really living. And just figure out something practical. Enough money to have a rent. Have your own place. Have a sanctuary. Get comfortable being inside of you. Grow the fuck up. It's a huge lesson that we need to start teaching in public schools. It's like how to be okay. How to just get past some shit. Everybody has been traumatized. Cat Williams was on Wanda and Kevin. And Cat started roasting on Wanda, who's being a bit of heifer. Making little sneak disses, telling him he just keeps going to jail. And he roasted the shit out of that poor woman. He said, she was talking about what he had on. He's like, you have on $12 worth of jewelry. I could buy everything you own at a gas station for $12 and a pack of Newports. And this lady was so upset, her husband the next night showed up at Cat's show, pulled a gun on him. And Cat tore off running, like you do. Dude went chasing after him, big fat Carl Winslow looking motherfucker. And he dropped the gun. Nothing happened. Cat wound up, I don't know if he was arrested or taken for questioning, but he got scooped up by the police, and TMZ caught up with him as he was leaving the police station. And this dickhead paparazzi was like, why'd you run, Cat? What you doing, Cat? And Cat, thank God, had the common sense to just be like, what would you do if somebody pulled a gun on you? Why do you think people pull guns on you? Just to scare you? Like, guns hurt. Bullets hurt. Bruce Lee couldn't whip a bullet's ass. Yeah, I ran. That's what the fuck you do. And hopefully this doesn't escalate any further, but Cat is fucking crazy. I love him. Extremely talented comic. I didn't really like the last couple of specials he put out, but I like that he's funny and he's profound, and it's like he's teaching the lesson rather than teaching the vocab, and I appreciate that shit. And they say you always tell how he's doing by the way his hair looks at the time. I think he might really actually be bipolar. Eminem news. It came out in the conspiracy blogs. MGK Machine Gun Kelly. He was told about Eminem's rap diss about him like 6 months ago, back in March. He recorded Rap Devil in March, uploaded it to SoundCloud. There's video evidence, photo evidence that it was uploaded, and then he just waited for M to drop his album. And then 2 days later, he dropped Rap Devil with a music video already shot. Suspicious stuff. Both songs have the same producer. They're both on the same label, Interscope. So Interscope leaked it to MGK. MGK came up with a rap battle against him. Now, this is definitely a setup. This is an old line. I think it was Emmett, fucking Mos Def. It was like, you know, 10 points for the shooter, fucking 100 million for the owner. Who got game? Interscope set somebody up. You know, they're in the business of making money. They're not in the business of fucking art. I was listening to 50 Cent, his biography earlier, the 50th Rule of Power. This book I bought a long time ago, and I was going through my fucking audiobook purchases, and I was like, I didn't really like it then, but maybe I'm in a different place now. Maybe I'll glean some new information from it. And they were talking about when he started, the studios that were fucking with him, they gave him the original contracts, kept trying to water down his content. Because even if you're a gangster rapper, you gotta stay on message. You gotta toe the corporate line. And then, you know, 50 got shot 9 times. And all the record labels were scared to be around him. They don't deal with real gangsters. They only deal with wanksters. And fucking the people that shot him were trying to finish the job. So he couldn't be out on the streets. He dropped from all of his labels. And he started putting out mixtapes. And he started just saying the shit that they said he shouldn't say when he was on rap labels. And it became the mixtape king. You know, he was a legend. It was like, people out to kill him. He can't tour. He's dropping these tapes and he's dropping dimes on the streets and in the music industry. Super hot. He did what the fuck he wanted to do. And then he got signed to Eminem, and I'm sure he went back to kind of toeing the line a little bit, making hit singles. One of my favorite things, one comic said to me one time, he was like, 50 Cent is not an amazing rapper, he's an amazing R&B singer. Every great song he has, he's singing a hook. He doesn't have a single song where he's just straight rapping that made a hit. And, he's not my favorite musician. I definitely fuck with his music. I like The Game more. But 50 is probably one of my favorite, like, comedians and personalities. Because he stays just inserting himself and talking shit. I wish he'd lay off this get the strap shit. Seems like everything that happens, he's like, blah, blah, blah. Hashtag get the strap. But you can't out-hustle 50. He gave copies of his albums away for bitcoins. She turned around and sold for millions. He's got vitamin water, doesn't even drink. He's got an alcohol line, fucking headphones. This dude stayed diversifying, hustling, and making money. So I love 50. Love 50 when he's talking about money. What was I talking about? What the fuck started all of this off before I got on to 50 Cent? Comedy. Cat Williams was talking about how Netflix deals with the deals they give. Because, you know, Monique, or as I like to call her, Molennial, was tripping. She didn't get enough money. She's the most decorated officer in comedy. Don't even act like she don't have those medals. And a lot of people were like, shut the fuck up. Cat Williams was like, it goes on your ticket sales. He's like, I sell $2.7 million, so they gave me $2.7 million. Monique is just not selling money like that. She wants to make her money. She needs to get on the road, hustle more. But then a few sentences later, he was talking about Tiffany Haddish and how she passed up a bunch of black female comedians for a role. And he went for the black conspiracy. And I don't know how you guys feel about these or how much you know about them. But within the inner black circles, there are conspiracies, such as, like, Tiffany Haddish. They fuck with her because she fucks a white man. I don't think it's like that. I don't honestly think that Hollywood is that racist, crazy, or out to do shit. I don't think they think that much, especially it takes so many goddamn people to make a movie or a decision. I think it's like, Tiffany Haddish, so you want to sell a movie. You try and get seats. What are you going to do? You're going to do, like, the pretty attractive, you know, mixed black woman, or the better comedian, who is Lunel. But Lunel, she's 400 years old and 3,500 pounds. She's a big girl. And I love Lunel. Lunel, she's a killer comedian, but Tiffany Haddish, I don't think she was picked because she fucks white dudes. I think she was picked because she's a better looking chick, so she's going to be better looking on the poster. It's going to get more people in to see the show. I don't know if I talked about Norm MacDonald. Got in trouble for just saying shit. Saying that he supports Louis and Roseanne. Didn't even rape anybody. but he apologized. I hate that. I don't know how you deal with these sort of things. Like, I like to think, like, if somebody's attacking Doug Stanhope, I'm like, I want him to turn around and shit on the people that are shitting on him and weather the storm. And ultimately, if it ever happens to me, I want to do that in that situation. But the little bit of scandal I've had is like, for me, it's a bunch of people that know me or shitting on me. And so it's a little bit harder to just be like, fuck you and your mama too. But I'm trying to get to that level of freedom where it's like, fuck your groupthink. fuck what you heard. I'm dope and you can suck my dick. And if you don't like it, then you're not my audience. Because there's a lot of people that are trying to hustle in this game that are following formulas. This is how you do it. You know, you get on and then you're open for people and then you get your own tour, you go to LA, you get noticed. Fuck all that. My thing is, like, we're gonna fuck around and talk that shit on the internet. And if we get a hardcore audience that fucks with it, then we're gonna do some crazy shit. And if it's just me and my friends fucking around, then at the very least, we're gonna have a good goddamn time. And we're not gonna hinder our laughs by holding back because we wanna play some game with the fucking goddamn industry that sucks a dick to begin with. But Norm MacDonald, I really loved the first episode of the show. Had the dude from Just Shoot Me and fucking all the Chris Farley movies. David Spade, I don't really like him, but it was a funny episode. They have, like, good chemistry. And then from there, it just kind of, like, got boring. It was old people I don't care about. Like, Marc Maron talking to people that are musicians or actors. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, find a comic I want to talk to. Hopefully he doesn't get in trouble. All his guests were white. He might get Seinfeld. We're like, well, you don't know any black people. You don't like any black people. Don't be surprised if Kevin Hart is on the next season. But the Norm Show, I hope they make more. I rented a lot of movies this week. I rented The Endless. It was like $1. It's an independent film on Apple TV. I thought it was pretty good until I saw Hereditary. And the Hereditary was so good, I didn't think The Endless was that good. The big thing with The Endless that held me back is, like, there's a whole bunch of dudes that live on a cult, and they all look like hipsters. And it's like, this is way too hip for a cult. And why is it so many goddamn dudes? But it's got some interesting twists. For $1, it's not too bad. Hereditary, Mike David kept saying it was dope, and he doesn't recommend that much shit. And my wife loves scary movies. So I was like, it's date night. It's recommended. Fuck it. We're watching Hereditary. I heard the title and I was like, I know what this is going to be. Some old lady has schizophrenia and then her kids have a normal family and the old lady dies and the mother hits a certain age and it kicks in and then she becomes schizophrenic, crazy person. That's what I thought it was. It was nothing like that. Completely original story. A lot of movies get ruined for me because they're just too predictable. Just, I'm tired of characters with amnesia. I'm tired of the person that hired you is actually the secret villain. It's if I can see how this movie is going, I lose a lot of interest in it mid-movie. Or if I can't follow what's going, I give no shits. But this movie had me guessing the whole time. Every time I thought it was going one way, it took a left turn and went another way. It's made by A24 Films. It's a film company. It's only been around for like 5 or 6 years. And they seem to consistently make great, or at the very least, weird-ass movies. And that's all I ask for. Preferably great, but at least just be weird and give me something I haven't seen before. It's enough that when I see their name before a film, I get excited. I go, oh, this might actually be good. The only thing I've noticed is a lot of their films are super into the occult. Like, not a little bit, and not that surface level green Wicked Witch shit. They are into the occult, deep occult. So, I'm sure there's a story to be uncovered there. But I don't know what it is. I think that is all of my comedy news. Everything that's going on. There was a Forbes magazine about Jim and Sam. It was a fluff piece. It had to be put out by a PR agent, a press agent, associated probably with Jim and not Sam. Somebody that owed a favor. It was a real blowjob to the show, and it was inaccurate. A lot of good things about their sidekicks, their flunkies. Those dudes are terrible. They add nothing. They're worse than dead air. Jim and Sam, they're floundering. They're not terrible, but they might be overdue for a pay cut. I don't know. Things aren't going great for Jim right now. But high hopes. Hopefully he'll be rehabilitated. On the RDA LLC, the Ross Dog Network, where we do with apologies. Coming up, we're going to have a roast of Sands Entertainment. The roast of Broke Phillip. Like Broke Bar and Beige Phillip, we now have Broke Phillip. And I don't know what the exact date is, but stay tuned. It'll be on here. It's going to be super hilarious. Don A has some terminal disease. We're not sure if it's cancer, lymphoma. Personally, I'm rooting for AIDS, so we can start calling him Don AIDS. Don AIDS! The Jimmer Memorial Basket. We're taking votes to see who's going to get this basket. Right now, Don A is in the lead. Saiyans works hard. It's been neck and neck for a while, but Don A surpassed Saiyans Entertainment. And I'm not sure what day exactly we're going to be drawing it, but we do have the basket purchased. We are going to send it out to the winner. Jimmer Nam, he was with the Gonzo Network, and the Gonzo guy is now in jail. He got locked up for avoiding probation and some kind of fraud. But fuck the Gonzo Network. They signed all of our artists, and then they reached some sort of gay agreement with Jimmer, and they fired all of our artists, so fuck them. We don't give a shit. Shout out to Saiyans Entertainment. Shout out to Unbleach, the Griggy Man, Mark Glista, Cosmic Cam, CEO, Fatback, Ross Dog Network, Producer Jay. Stay tuned. We're doing all kinds of crazy fun shit. Tonight's set felt like a bomb. I got super high the other day and thought of some shit that I thought was funny. And I don't know how well I got it all off. But hopefully it's funny to you, even if it wasn't funny to the audience. And we'll be back next week with some new. I forgot to mention a quick story about Hereditary. If you like scary movies, go check it out. The woman that played the mother, I don't know her name. Like, everybody has like kind of a celebrity look-alike. Everybody says that my wife looks like that chick. I can kind of see it in the face. It's a little weird to me because the chick in that movie has like old face. She looks old to me, but what I like most about my wife, she seems to have a young face. And I think it's because when my wife was young, she plucked her eyebrows super thin. And so now she just always looks surprised. Like Bruce used to have a great joke about people that paint their eyebrows on. Where he's like, don't they always look like they just said something? Like, you look around at him, you're like, what'd you say? They're like, I didn't say nothing. I thought you did. Everybody go check out Bruce Platinum Comedy. It's the best thing he put out. He has 2 albums, but there's crossover jokes on the second one. It's just not as good. But basically, I'm married to Hereditary.
All right, you guys, give it up for the gentleman making his way to the mic right now. Lovely guy, very funny, Mr. Ian Ellis.
Donald
Trump, am I right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's fucking orange, huh? Get rid of illegals, you can start with that wife, what? I don't actually know a goddamn thing about Donald Trump. I just figured those were the talking points people had these days. I'm a little frustrated because he's such a presence that, like, people are starting to actually go insane. And I don't know if they've always been crazy or if this is just because he's here. Like, the news decided that what they wanted to do was talk to a prostitute. They took this lady of the night, Stormy Daniels, clap it up. You've heard of this heifer? This whore, you've seen the videos? Double penetration, she's hot. She also fucked the president. And Anderson Cooper said, bring her in. She came in there with like a leopard top and some high heels. They had to just dress her up and make her look like people. Because they're trying to take down Trump. And the new takedown is, she told us what his penis looks like. That's information I never needed to have. I go through most of my life pretending other men actually don't have genitals. Like, I love Mike Rindley, but I never want any evidence that his penis actually exists. Just assume it's smoothed over like a Ken doll. Says his penis is long and skinny, has a helmet on top, and white bushy hair. So it looks like a character from Game of Thrones. Took that penis and talked about it on TV. Now normally I don't like it when Trump tweets crazy shit because he sounds like a rapper. I don't think that's how a president should sound, but just this one time I want him to pussy shame this bitch. I want tweets from POTUS talking about how her beef curtains hanging out. Maybe some subs where he just puts out a picture of a beef sandwich. It's like, it's getting stormy outside. Huh? Talk about my goddamn penis. I'm the president. You know, can you imagine being on the news because of some dick you got some one time? You remember that guy you fucked? What if he became president? Would you go talk about it? How old are you ladies? My age is almost 40. Stinks. I hated being 30 and single. I like being in a relationship. Because at almost 40, I think if you're on a date, you could look at somebody in the eye and just be like, I don't think this is going anywhere. But I took a shower, I put on clean underwear, and I left the house. If you want to just fuck and never talk again, I think that's okay. I think that's an acceptable move at almost 40. You don't have time to fuck around. Like, young people, they like saving the pussy for Jesus and Mr. Right. 35 comes around, you realize there's an expiration date on you getting some good dick. Jesus and Mr. Right might not show up. There's a dude on Tinder that will dick you down tonight. Can't always be so goddamn choosy. I'm tired, guys. I have a kid, it's hard to sleep. Put him in bed is an hour-long process. I gotta build a fort around him. I gotta plan out bottles. I got a sleep sheet. I don't even know what a fucking sleep sheet is. Sleep sheep. Plays tunes to put him to sleep. Takes an hour to get him to bed. And then my wife comes in and she gives me a blowjob. Because that's how she puts me to bed. I hate anybody that says that relationships are hard. If your relationship is hard, fucking leave. There's other people that'll fuck you. I don't know if you know that. Feel the same way about poverty. You're like, life isn't fair. Walk 20 miles in any direction and start over. Don't you guys hate poor people? I hate people that won't leave a relationship because the relationship just turns into this game of chicken where you just keep fucking up to see who's going to end the relationship eventually. Starts off giving each other side eyes. And then you're like, yeah, well, your mother is fat. Yeah, well, your dad didn't think you amounted to shit. I fucked your brother. So it goes on and on until somebody finally has the balls to either break up or kill that bitch. been a rough set. I'm in on a dark one. A lot of people only look at the dark side of rape. They feel like if you get raped, you should be able to abort that child. I say no, because that child is amazing biological evidence. It's not going to get tampered with or go bad. You can blood test that kid at any time and find this piece of shit. All right, guys. My name is Ian Ellis. I'll let me get out. God,
Ian Ellis, ladies and gentlemen, one more time for him.
Ah! Ah! Yeah, yeah. Everybody, get the fuck up! Get the fuck up! Everybody, wild the fuck out! Wild the fuck out! Wild the fuck out! Everybody, get the fuck up! Get the fuck up! Get the fuck up! Everybody, wild the fuck out! Wild the fuck out! Wild the fuck out! Wild the fuck out! Holy moly, no one knows me. This white chick, she says she wants to blow me. Smoking reefer, I'm a chiefer. Blazing on this brand new Wiz Khalifa. Popping pills, I need to chill. I need to get a refill. Baby talk, won't even see a baby walk. Pop shit, outliner and baby chalk. I'm vicious, terrific, out of my mind. We share the same bloodline like Royce the 5'9". Fucking legend, been a goat. Popping pills, I'm in the dope. Shady Records, used to be signed to Interscope. I'ma start hooking nigga from Jersey to Brooklyn, niggas. Ain't got no apron on and I'm already cooking niggas. Man, I'm out. Are you a man or mouse? Bring them one by one, I start airing them out. Drugs and pills, that's all I'm caring about. He capping, I'm rapping, he snapping. It's gonna happen, a kidnapping. He laughing, I'm clapping, you rapping. Blowing four pipes, fucking four dykes. Been up four nights, going to war like four nights. When I like Betty Wop, get your belly flopped. Cooked up, beat up, like Betty Croc. I ain't no sucker, I stay sucker free. I ain't ducking niggas, niggas ducking me. Drink taps, I should go on Nori. Get fucked up and tell the whole world my story. Why they dissing Eminem? Why they ride with MGK? They gon' learn today. Niggas singing like Monica. Who the fuck is a J Electronica?
Who is that?
I'm trying to remember. Oh, it's Jerice, the guy that carried the bags. The one that used to sleep on the floor and called the non-dad. The one that sold the tape to the source. Let me chill, I'm getting off course.
Don't tell me on your album how much you love D12. When I look at Bizarre, he don't look like he's doing very well.
Just pump it up. Next time I see your jaw, I'ma lump it up. No offense, straight defense. Fuck around and put your son on the remix, punk. I'm a motherfucking hog. Disrespectful, I shoot your fucking dog. Damn, you love that dog to death. Good, you can watch this take his last breath. Joe said he clean and sober, but asked me for a Percocet last October. We was on a tour called Never Say Never. I gave you some cocaine when you was under the weather. Damn, am I talking too much? Keep saying my name, you ain't gonna be walking too much, bitch. I don't be doing no running. I ain't gonna say come to Detroit, cause I know you ain't coming. Damn.